Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Trent's kind of doing the measurements, lining up.
Chelsea beating Brighton, by the way, as well.
1-0.
West Ham are 1-0 up against Crystal Palace.
Good, that's good for my last one. What a goal!
What a goal!
Oh my God!
Oi!
Oh my God, I said it was too far out, but Trent does it again!
Rude boy!
Stop the goal from Trent Alexander-Arnold! Oh my goodness! I said that's too far out to shoot. More fool me, because Trent Alexander-Arnold, for the second Premier League game in a row, has scored. But this one is one of the best free kicks will ever see. Oh my God, Trent!
Rude boy, take a bow.
Oh! Jeez! It couldn't be any closer to that top corner. It is absolutely fantastic.
Rude boy, stop it!
It goes into the goal in the back of the head as it goes in.
Oh, just for good measure. Look at that. Uh-oh.
Fulham on the attack.
Oh, no! It's a 1-1!
Harry Wilson
has scored
an equaliser for Fulham.
And it's an equaliser for Fulham.
Stabs at home.
Out of nothing, their first attack of the game. And Fulham have scored, and I don't quite know how that's happened.
Too easy, far too easy, Steve.
We'll have to look at the replay.
Far, far, far too easy.
Did it go through Kelleher's legs? And Harry
Wilson
scores in front of the cop. Let's have a little look. I'm going to see. So Liverpool
try to play to Salah, doesn't come off.
Yeah, left hand side. He run down the left wing. That's Pereira. Plays it down the left.
Probably giving it a little bit too much time. Iwobi plays him in.
And just runs from Kelly's legs.
But who's he running off there? Because no one's tracking Wilson.
Yeah, so the ball goes down the left hand side.
Bit lazy there from Liverpool across the.
You say that the goalie has to save that, Errol.
Let's have a little look.
He goes in. Yeah, he has to save it. Oh, he goes right through his legs.
Yeah, he doesn't want to see that one again. Liverpool, here we go. Diaz just dribbling past a couple. Does well. Well, initially did well.
It's McAllister. McAllister!
Oi!
Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Alexis McAllister has just scored one of the greatest goals Anfield has ever seen. Oh, my God! Are you joking me, Errol? Are you kidding me?
Took the piss. The kids took the piss.
Oh, my God! Alexis McAllister, where has that come from?
He's a World
Cup
winner.
That is absolutely incredible!
That was cold.
Oh, my God!
Everyone's applauding him. Everyone, every single corner of Anfield is up applauding this goal. Look at this finish.
Oh, my God! I can't believe it. I just don't believe it was ever going to go in. The ball falls to him. He just rockets it to the top corner. Oh, my God. So Diaz tries to play it inside. It flicks up off a defender. It's Bassi who gets rid of it. Headed down to McAllister. Let it run across his body. And honest to God.
You don't get any more top bins than nasty.
You could have 7 Bernd Leno's in goal and they don't save that. That is absolutely unbelievable from Alexis McAllister.
He's got no right.
Oh my God.
He's got no right. He's taking a piss. He needs to be locked up. You had no right, sir. Just hear a little Amber's voice. What the hell? Yeah, what the hell? What was that?
I don't believe. Boy. I've just seen that.
Wow.
What a goal from Alexis McAllister.
I'm
in shock. I'm genuinely in shock.
Wow.
What a way
Has anyone ever scored a better first goal for a football club?
Danny Rose.
Let us know in the chat.
Outside Danny Rose.
Danny Rose Arsenal, I think.
Always lives longer than memory. But aside from that, I don't think so.
Corner comes in for Fulham. It's nodded across the goal. It's scrambled across the line. It's a goal.
Again.
Is he offside?
Not again.
Tete scored
2-2.
The flag gone up, has it?
The celebrations have stopped.
Fulham don't think it's offside.
They reckon it's on. It's got to go to VAR, this, and it's got to, they're going to have to get the angles and the lines out, get the protractors out, ladies
and
gents.
And I tell you what, Keith Callagher didn't come himself in glory again. He's onside, mate.
He's onside.
Going to count. That goal is going to count.
Oh, Keller just gets it all wrong. And then scrambling back across there.
That goal's going to count.
That doesn't make for good viewing. Does not make for good viewing. And right just where our time should be, Fulham have got back in the game again.
That's going to count.
Yeah.
And here come Fulham on the attack. Cross deep. Willian should collect that. He plays it inside. Be careful, Reds. Cross back across. Goal header. Goal to Fulham. And Fulham,
I like this kid, you know.
3-2, and it's
cut
over
Reed. He scored against us before,
and we were saying, Errol, they were a threat the whole time. And Liverpool just didn't deal with it. And now it's 3-2 to Fulham.
And that's the one time Simakas at the back post there just doesn't do his job. He's out jumped there. He doesn't do his job, though. That's his man on the back post, isn't it?
We'll have to see it again.
What a day to forget.
And we've
this
gone from chasing a win to now Liverpool behind with just 10 minutes to go.
Yeah, this is a mad one. Shame. We've only got ourselves to blame in this one, though.
Let's have a little look. So William plays it inside. Can he shoot? I mean, he pulls it across.
Just two men there. They need to be stronger. You need to be stronger. Two men then on the back post. You've not lost your man. You've just got to fucking battle them. Win your individual battles, lad.
I'll have to say again, it's hard to tell what happened. Kearney does well to skip round Canate, dinks it to the back post, he's under the ball. It's hard on Timokas, he's got hands on his back, but I don't think it's a foul.
It's not a foul, it's never a foul.
Timokas is flat footed, and he's got a run on him, and Van Dijk's hands on Ed, and Marco Silva's delighted.
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The subs and Kelleher have cost us this game, says it's Crossbow. The subs. I mean, the lads on the pitch, you blame anyone, mate. You can blame, don't you blame one or two? But anyway, here's Ibu looking long for Nunes, nods it down to Salah. Salah battles, can he find a gap? He finds a shot on the edge of the box. Goal!
The sub
scores, and it's Wataru Endo of all people with an absolute peach.
Liverpool have
scored 3 delicious goals in this game, and it's Endo. Liverpool bring the DM on to free Trent, but it's the DM who scores. It's a long ball by Canate, nodded down
by Nunes.
Salah just lays it off to Enzo, who curls one into the top end. It's a great goal.
It's a great finish.
Liverpool have scored 3 magnificent goals, Errol.
The finishes today have been top draw, mate. Take nothing away from the finishes that we.
That's a gorgeous strike from finish. Endo. Absolutely gorgeous. Centre of the D and just kills it past Ben Leno. And Liverpool have got level terms. Can they muster a winner? Can they find a winner? Endo believes, he waves everyone back. Let's go. And Liverpool have got the equaliser they wanted.
I'm talking about digging that hole, digging yourself out. Here's your chance.
Dylan just says Klopp's in-game subs haven't been great today. With the super chat, well,
timing of that couldn't have been.
Yeah, that one worked. Here's another one. It's Endo again, linking up with Gakpo. Gakpo strides forward. Cody no. Gakpo, he's going to shoot, is he? Oh. Good save by Leno. Spills it. Nunes knocks it across goal.
Oh, Simicast.
It falls to Trent. Shoot!
Yes!
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 Get
yes!
it!
Yes! 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 Yes!
And Trent Alexander-Arnold! Get it!
Come on!
And that's what we want! That's what we want!
Come on!
You can see what it means to Trent!
Yes!
You can see what it means to us! Get in! And Liverpool from 3-2 down to 4-3 up in the matter of moments! Just a matter of moments.
Writes us off at your own peril.
Come on. Switch on now, Reds. Switch on.
Bro.
And Trent Alexander-Arnold with another wonderful strike.
Bailed us out.
Bailed
us out. We was in the mud. Jeez. Look at this.
It's Gakpo strike.
Endo again, though, at the heart of it. But what... Big save. Nunes keeping it alive. Flicks it out, battling. And then he just turns and hits it. Look how much it means to him, Steve. Whee. Unbelievable. And Nunes involved, getting involved again, as he often does. Great touch on the knee. Brings it down.
Ooh.
Wow, what a finish.
Fulham are asking for a foul at the back post.
Nah, you're never getting a foul. We wouldn't have got the foul when Simicast got bodied on his back post. Leno had no chance. No chance.
Darwin's
look at
amazing.
Darwin and look at Darwin and Klopp. So I was like, oh, look at the face on him. Trent, come on.
Big. You don't see that much emotion.
From him ever. From ever.
And Liverpool are 4-3 up.
What a game this
what
has turned
exactly
out to be. What
a
game.
A game. And just get out of it now, Liverpool.
Glad in it. Just get out of dodge. On. Get out of dodge, man. I can't be doing no 4-4s.
Switch on, Reds.
The internet is cruel enough as it is, but wow.
And we've gone past those 7 minutes now.
And that'll do.
And the full-time whistle goes. And Liverpool have won 4-3. They were 3-2 down in the 85th minute and somehow have managed to win. Give the flowers to Wataru Endo. Give your flowers to Trent Alexander-Arnold. He's got a massive smile and he does it again.
You see me? You see me, boy?
Trent telling you all, stop it.
And I told you, watch when we take out the locks, what happens.
And
he's
Liverpool
back.
With a massive, massive win. They did not play well at times.
That was stress.
But champions, if you're going to win titles, you find a way to win. You find a way to win.
That was stress.
And Trent Alexander-Arnold comes up trumps when Liverpool needed him most.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.